This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, went out to San Francisco today to make a speech. And in the way these things go, we knew what he was going to say even before he opened his mouth. The Obama administration wants a serious overhaul of mandatory drug sentencing guidelines. Convictions on certain charges right now can carry automatic, lengthy, and expensive prison sentences. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more on the economics of Holder's thinking.
Holder threw out some big and optimistic numbers when he talked to the American Bar Association today about potential savings from rolling back mandatory minimums.
Such legislation will ultimately save our country billions of dollars while keeping us more safe.
But to get anywhere near billions, he needs Congress. Without new laws, Holder can't do much more than what he announced today. He's ordering the Justice Department to change how it charges certain low-level, nonviolent drug offenders. Preventing them from serving mandatory minimums will save money, but not billions.
Probably up to $700 million over 10 years by not having those people incarcerated in federal facilities.
That's the rough estimate of Urban Institute senior fellow John Roman. The only hope of getting billions in savings would be new laws handing sentencing judgment back to judges. There is bipartisan support. A Senate bill to do just that is the joint project of Republican Rand Paul and Democrat Patrick Leahy. Mark Levin is with Right on Crime, a conservative group that says prison spending is out of control.
I'm excited, and I think the announcement today by the Attorney General will hopefully add momentum to what many policymakers, including many conservatives, are already advocating.
In the drug wars of decades ago, politicians in both parties pushed mandatory minimums. It was an easy way to appear tough on crime. Prisons filled up and taxpayers paid hefty bills. Many states have moved away from mandatory sentences and gotten better public safety results through cheaper options, like special drug courts, enhanced probation, and addiction counseling. Holder's move today is an early step in the federal system's attempt to do the same. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.